Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Joe from Lake Taps is. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Joe is here and he's ready to rock, Steve. So you got to get out of here.
Goodbye.
If you are playing along at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What animal can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb?
A goat.
No.
Pass.
How many Jonas Brothers are there in total?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Lake Taps.
No.
Lake Washington.
No.
Pass.
What does the fairy godmother transform into a carriage for Cinderella?
Pumpkin.
Yes. Which founding father also founded the University of Pennsylvania?
Pass.
Name one of the 2 NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving.
Dallas.
Yes. Pertussis is better known as what respiratory infection?
Bronchitis.
No. You got 3 correct, Joe. Same as the letters in your name.
Hey.
I like that. Make a little connection.
Terrible.
Mmm.
Sorry.
Mmm. Here comes Steve.
Here I am.
Steve, welcome back.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What animal can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb?
Goat?
No. How many Jonas Brothers are there in total?
3.
No.
4?
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Would that be Lake Washington?
It would not be.
Oh. Lake Chelan.
Yes. What does the fairy godmother transform into a carriage for Cinderella?
A pumpkin.
Yes. Which founding father also founded the University of Pennsylvania?
That would be George Washington.
No.
Hamilton.
No.
Thomas Edison.
No. Name one of the 2 NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving Day.
One of them, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. Pertussis is better known as what respiratory infection?
Pertussis? The cough.
Can you be more specific?
Nagging cough.
No.
Whooping cough.
Yes. Little Nero's delivered pizza for what 1990s holiday movie?
Home Alone.
Yes. Apples are related to what flower?
Daisies.
No.
Roses.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
7-3. Sorry, Joe.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend.
That was a... That was one of those performances where I felt like I was struggling. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win it. And somehow I got more right than I even realized.
Well, neither of you knew the animal that can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb.
I couldn't even...
A sheep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one bothered me the entire game.
It bothered me, too. The founding father that also founded the University of Pennsylvania was Benjamin Franklin. Mm. And yeah, that's there's one that you didn't get to, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay. Fine.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
I would argue that the 90s put out some of the best TV shows in history.
I wouldn't argue with you. I would agree with you.
I think that's just the absolute best. And there's a website that put together this piece on TV shows from the 90s that, quote, changed the world.
Okay, that's a little profound and a little exaggerated, but let's go with it.
Yes, and this is everything from storytelling to deep themes, genre experimentation, all things that made these change the world. And Migs, you want to put us to the test.
Yeah, because I feel like both of you are fans of 90s television.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I found the theme songs to all these TV shows that they claim to have changed the world. I want you to see if you can figure out what TV show. Some are going to be really easy. Others might be a little hard. So I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is the first one that they listed as a TV show that changed the world. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. This should be the easiest one.
The Simpsons.
I like that you got it before they even said the name. According to the website, they said that they reshaped comedy, animation, and pop culture as we know it. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. It's one of the longest running programs ever.
Never seen one episode.
Not even one episode.
Not even. I was not allowed to watch it as a child. And then, yeah, I just never watched any of them.
See, my parents let me watch it because it was a cartoon. So yeah. I didn't even put two and two together until I was wearing like a Bart Simpson shirt and got in a little bit of trouble at school because the shirt said, "Eat my shorts." And apparently that was a big no-no.
Oh.
So then my parents were like, wait, we need to see what this show is that you're watching. And then they were a little, they still let me watch it, but they were like, oh, we should probably keep an eye on this show.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Friends.
Oh, gosh, Taryn Daly is just on top of that.
Give me a chance, Taryn.
A global phenomenon that defined the modern sitcom. Yo, do we need to give you a head start?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Honestly, but again, though, that's another one that I never watched one episode of.
You've never seen a single episode of Friends?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
See, I think because, and I'm sure people have said this to you before, because I know you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Which basically, How I Met Your Mother is just a newer version and a better version, if you ask me, of
Thank
Friends.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
But I think you'd enjoy Friends because it's kind of a similar vibe.
Sure.
All right, next one. This one I probably wouldn't have gotten right, but I feel like you guys are probably more into this show than I was.
Was this like Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Is it Goosebumps?
No.
I know it, but I can't place it.
It's elevated teen TV and proved that any genre can be emotionally profound. Think about slaying people.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Bam.
Okay.
Oh. I thought for sure you two liked that show.
Actually, shows that I barely watched. I was not really into Buffy.
Never saw that one either.
Okay. All right, I feel like this one is always going to be one that we debate about as being one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Nailed
it. Yeah. No. Yep. Turn nothing into something and change TV comedy forever.
Would you say that Seinfeld was kind of like the Friends before Friends?
Well, it was kind of like the lead-in because I think it was Seinfeld would air on, what was it, NBC? And then after that was Friends.
Oh.
So, but in a way, it did kind of pave the way, I feel.
Like totally. New York, Friends. Hey, yeah, it makes sense.
I like Seinfeld better than Friends, though.
Oh, that's fair.
That's fine. Oh, this is X-Files?
Yep, X-Files. Never watched an episode. I watched one episode. It was the incest episode. And if you ever watched X-Files, you know the episode I'm talking about. And it kind of traumatized me.
You're like, and we're done here.
I'm wondering if you guys will be able to figure this one out. Again, these are the 90s TV shows that changed the world. Turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics.
ER.
Yes.
Nice.
This is like more my mom's. Like, my mom used to watch all of these shows.
Because your mom's cool.
Well.
And you're making us feel old now.
Yeah.
All right, you got a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
Law
mean, we know the theme's Law and Order.
Yeah. Yep. And I will watch Law and Order to this day every Sunday.
All right, I got one more, and I think this one is truly the best show from the 90s. I don't know if it really changed the world, but I sure as hell enjoyed it when I was a teen.
I know 2-0.
Bam!
Beverly Hills, baby.
Also, how is Baywatch not on this list?
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't.
I mean, that's very disappointing.
Because the other shows that we didn't get to, like Charmed and Twin Peaks, were the other two shows that helped change the world when it comes to television shows in the 90s.
Also, where was Full House?
Was Full House more like late 80s?
No, I mean, I think it maybe 89, but it was, its peak was in the 90s.
I think we all just can agree that the 90s were the goat of TV sitcoms.
See, you guys aren't Gen Xers, but you're speaking like true Gen Xers, and I appreciate that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We came across this post on a random Facebook page, and the post said this: name something that is not a cult, but feels like a cult.
Oh, God.
And it has already amassed over 18,000 comments in one day.
I know, I got sucked into it yesterday, just kind of reading through them, and I was playing the fun game of which one am I guilty of? Am I in that cult or not?
Did you find a lot of cults that you're subscribing to?
Yeah, just call me Charles Manson, man. I'm in a lot of cults.
Well, a lot of people are having fun with it, so we've got to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments, and it'd be kind of fun to see if any of us are guilty of being in some of these cults, or if all three of us are guilty of being in some of these cults. And I figured who better to read these than the ultimate cult leader. And this person actually is in the news because, well, they're going to be on a certain podcast tonight. They're the leader of the cult known as the Swifties.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Robot Taylor Swift will be reading these comments about things that people believe are a cult that really aren't a cult. Are you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
All right, here we go.
Homeowner associations.
I agree that is a cult. I am glad that I'm not in that cult.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on our show would ever be a part of the home. Danny gets his head, dips his toes in a lot of things, though. Like, he'll help, you know, put together, like, his high school reunion. He helps put together our morning radio convention. Obviously, helps put together this radio show.
He loves a job title.
Yeah,
he does.
The problem is I'm never going to own a house. So I don't think I'll ever be a part of a homeowners association.
If we could get him into a home.
He'd be perfect for president.
Could I nominate you to be a part of our homeowners association?
Can I live in your house?
I mean, you can. We got an extra room. I got an inflatable mattress.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Diet Coke lovers. Seriously, have you met them? They be crazy.
That is us.
I mean, I don't drink a ton of Diet Coke, but if I'm going to have a soda, it's definitely going to be Diet Coke.
Had one last night.
Nice.
Crushed it, too. I never knew that was considered like a cult until I started drinking Diet Coke, because I like the way they taste.
Same.
At the end of the day. And then people get all like, not weird, but they always have to bring up, oh, you're part of the Diet Coke cult.
Yeah, no, I agree. It tastes better. I'm not doing it for the calorie situation.
But also rock a Diet better. Pepsi. I'm not like anti other drinks. I had a Diet Barks yesterday.
Whoa. Now we're getting crazy.
How was it?
Phenomenal. I might be part of that cult.
Those damn emo night kids. Seriously, where did they all come from?
I agree. I know, man. They're just annoying.
Their leader is the worst.
It's funny because for a while I just thought, oh, it's just Danny and his little thing. But my goodness, like, I feel like everyone I know is like either talking about going to or referencing emo night. Or when you go and every single one of them's packed and then all of a sudden you're just like, I get it.
It's a thing.
Yeah. I want to go more. I do like My Chemical Romance after all.
Any sports fans ever.
Okay.
That's true.
You're not wrong. I am a part of that cult. I get way too into sports.
I mean, people end up like shaping their entire identity around their sports fandom. It gets a little out of control.
Oh, absolutely. I my Sundays, I will stress out if someone wants to do something on a Sunday when the Seahawks are playing.
I want to know how many jerseys, sports jerseys, are owned between the two of you.
Wow. I'm going to guess a lot.
Them Girl Scouts and the damn crack they sell every year. Little Witches.
Okay, we don't need to call the Girl Scouts Little Witches, but you're right.
They got the good stuff. I'm here for it.
See, I hear that, and I'm like, oh, no, they're just calling them because they cast a spell on us to just think that the Girl Scout cookies are the greatest things ever.
They do. They cast that spell outside of most QFCs. Yeah.
And you can't say no because they're sweet.
And they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not like Girl Scout cookies?
Mm. Oh. Yeah, I mean, they're fine.
Samoa, that's the goat. You know, everybody knows it.
I don't remember the last time I actually bought a box.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
I eat them if they get brought into work.
I'm going to go for like a good chocolate chip cookie over a Girl Scout cookie any day.
Oh, I would take a Snickerdoodle cookie from Jackson's over a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
We're not part of that cult.
Cool, we're not in that cult at least.
People that go to concerts and do everything the lead singer asks them to.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so am I not supposed to wave them like I just don't care?
Put your hands up. Now!
I am that idiot whenever the singer's like, all right, everyone to the left of me, scream. I'm like, oh, I'm to the left of them. Ah!
Apple users, people swear up and down that their phone is better, but yet they get excited for updates that's been available to other phones 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's true. You guys are weird.
I know. Whenever we get excited about a feature, Tyron's like, yeah, my Android has done that for like 3 years now.
Oh, you mean this?
WWE fans.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that one. Let's go back to the emo night one.
Vegans.
All right, what
oh
are we?
My
I'm,
God.
I'm feeling very targeted right
you
now.
You are getting attacked from every angle.
Burning Man, which I'll be going to for the 10th time in just a couple of weeks.
Oh my God, are you going to the burn?
Have you ever gone to Burning Man? That seems
hell
like
hell no.
Would you want to?
Like theoretically, I would love to, but 9 days in like the dusty heat, I think I would lose it.
I remember that one of my buddies was talking about Burning Man. I'm like, that sounds like it's going to be so much fun. He's like, and then we have to pack a bunch of water because if you run out of water, you're just SOL because it's like there's nothing there for you. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a
no,
lot of fun,
I want a convenience store somewhere nearby.
Something. One more.
Starbucks drinkers. Keep drinking your venti Americano with pumpkin spice and a cake pop, too.
Oh, okay. Those damn cake pops. I just bought one for Barrett the other day. They're almost $4.
I know, but they're delicious.
They are really good.
And also, it's not venti. It's a grande.
What is the coolest thing you have ever won? Call now and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a rockaholic on hold who won something from you once that's pretty darn cool.
Okay.
And she's going to tell us all about it in just a second.
Judging by the number of calls that we're getting, I need to get better at winning things because yeah. I don't have anything cool that I can share that I won.
Reagan, you're headed to work right now. What is the coolest thing you have ever won?
It's Regan.
Regan. But,
come on, Taryn. I told you.
That's all right. The coolest thing I ever won was a trip to Maui in the mid-90s at my union dinner. It was the grand prize. And the thing was, I wasn't even there when they called the number because me and my girl got in a little spat and we left early. I left the tickets on the table. My brother-in-law happened to grab them and he saw that that my ticket was a winning number and said, hey, these are Regan's tickets. And I got to go to Maui for a week.
Did you take the girl that you were arguing with or did you take someone else?
Yes, I did. I ended up marrying her, but now we're divorced. It was awesome.
Was it a raffle or like how?
Yeah, it was a raffle. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Yep. And I just lucked out that my brother was there.
Good thing.
No kidding.
I mean, some brother-in-laws might be like, hey, guess what?
That was mine.
Yeah, I won these tickets. It's crazy.
206-803-ROCK. Shelley from Kent, what is the coolest thing you ever won?
Well, back in the late 90s, I think it was, I won tickets to the first Coachella.
Wow, back when Coachella was cool.
Yeah, when you were at the other end of the dial.
And do you remember, Shelley, who performed that year?
Oh, God. I think Rage Against the Machine, but I won't swear to it.
So, Shelley, you won it for me when I worked
Morrissey.
You won it for me when I worked at the end. Did you have to do anything dumb to win it, or were you just like a caller number?
No, thank God. I was a caller number to qualify, and then I think you guys drew my name.
That's amazing.
I mean, those are some good old days, too, the early days of Coachella.
Yeah, it was like, so what she said, like... Oh, yeah.
She said, I think she said Morrissey and Rage Against the Machine. Hell yeah.
Well, one of those two artists I'd like to see live.
206-803-ROCK. Pat from Burien, what is the coolest thing you have ever won?
You guys, I won Metallica, Days of the New, and Jerry Cantrell tickets from you guys years ago. And I was one of the two grand prize winners that got to go backstage and do the meet and greet.
Who was your favorite person to meet in the meet and greet?
It was James Hetfield. He was cool. It was Jason Newsted. James Hetfield and Days of the New that I got to meet, but James was by far the coolest man.
Oh, that's good to hear, because I remember I never got to meet him, but I remember just being like, he just gives off that aura of rock god.
Oh, absolutely.
It's James freaking Hetfield. Like, I don't even know like anything about the dude, but I probably like vote him in office. Like, I just like he's just like got that vibe of just coolness. But I was too intimidated to even talk to him.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Rob from Gig Harbor, what is the coolest thing you have ever won?
Hey, guys, good morning. I won a grand prize package from KLOS Radio in L.A. to hang out with AC/DC and be a part of the Angus Army. And so they gave us these red silk uniforms that he used to wear on stage, the red silk shorts, the hat, the jacket, and a T-shirt with like a schoolboy tie on it. And we hung out on the AC/DC tour bus all day. And went to Dave and Buster's and Warehouse Records, gave out merchandise all day, had free lunch, partied with the crew on the bus.
Did you hang out
with AC/DC backstage, and they signed all our gear and everything. Pretty cool grand prize.
Were you wearing the outfits when you met AC/DC?
Yeah, it was part of the package. We had to wear the schoolboy outfits. And
do you still have the outfit?
Yeah, I still have the outfit on.
Hold on. Rob.
We were all dressed up as the Angus Army.
What was the band's reaction when they walk into a room and there's like a bunch of people that are dressed like them? Like, that had to be kind of awkward.
You know, it was really funny. There was only about 10 of us total, but we came walking in after the show and they're just kind of smiling and laughing. And I don't know if you guys ever met anybody in AC/DC, but those guys are literally like, 4'5", 4'9", like super short. I was like, whoa. They don't look so short on video, but they were really short, but they were really cool. I like, my hat and everything. So
like monsters on stage. That's awesome, dude.
I mean, can you imagine walking in and seeing 10 people cosplaying as Angus Young?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you walk in, you're like, what are we doing? What is going on with all these guys dressed like me?
These guys must really like our band.
Thankfully, has a good sense of humor about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.